little red box indeed.
And is there? Does everyone have access to it who needs it, or is this something that there's a campaign
at the
to
moment,
encourage?
Unfortunately, it's only available in the Southeastern Board. So if you were in one of the other boards or one of the other trusts, at the moment it's not currently available there.
So it's something that you'd like to see made available everywhere?
It would be great if everybody had it, because it would free up a lot of clinical time for those doctors that do treat diabetes and see diabetic patients. And also it would free GPs time, because it means then that people can monitor themselves and they don't have to keep going back and forward to the doctor or the GP for their blood sugar to be monitored and their dose to be altered. This meter will alter it itself.
How difficult is it for you actually living with diabetes?
It can be restrictive in that you have to be very careful as to what you eat, and you have to eat on a regular basis. Otherwise, the meter, the readings will be false, because with diabetes, with most people, when they have a meal, their blood sugars increase. And if you're working on the meter and you've just had a meal maybe 10 minutes or half an hour ago, your blood sugars will be a lot higher, so it's given the meter false readings. So you need to stay in a fairly strict regime as the times of day that you eat and so on and so forth. And obviously you've got to stay away from the old dreaded blood sugar, or the old dreaded sugars and the sweetie treats and so on and so forth.
That must be difficult, is it?
It can be, especially if it's a sweet tooth like me.
But this DNAV service is now going to be available to everyone in the Southeastern Health Trust.
It is. It'll be recommended by the diabetic clinics and the hospitals, and they will be referring more people onto it. And the more, the better.
And what is it, as small as a mobile phone, would it?
It would actually be smaller than a mobile phone. You can carry, I have a little pouch and it holds the meter, it holds my insulin strips, it holds my insulin pen, and it's something I can just slip into the pocket of my jacket, and it's totally unobtrusive.
And for anyone who's going to be diagnosed in the near future in this area, in the southeastern area, they'll have the benefit of that. I'm sure there'll be people listening elsewhere to be thinking, gosh, it's a pity it's only where it actually is. Is there any way of avoiding, in your opinion, avoiding diabetes, John? We've discussed this so many times on the programme. Surely for some people it is avoidable, for others it isn't.
I would say so, yeah. For some it would be avoidable. Obviously staying away from sweet stuff, controlling the weight and so on and so forth. But of myself, I'm not overweight really as such. I wouldn't consider myself as being overweight. I've been fairly active all my life. But yet I've ended up with diabetes. But then again, I would predict that mine has been hereditary, because my father had it and my father's sister had it. So it's something that has come through the family.
But there's no doubt the benefit of that little box is very much to the fore for you.
It's very much so. It has sort of normalised my life as much as you can be normal with diabetes.
John, thanks for describing it to us. Thank you.
No problem. Glad to speak to you, Frank. Take care.
That's John Ralph there, diabetic patient. And indeed, it's a world first type service, which helps the lives of people with diabetes. And it's been given a major funding boost in the Southeastern Trust area. It's known as the DNAV service. And it's been successfully piloted and rolled out now in the southeastern area, the first region in the world to use it, and it's been offered to up to 700 patients.